Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Woo!
Yo! You ace.
Amped.
Ready to go. Good. Juiced up, jacked up, feeling good, feeling hot, feeling right. I don't know what that was. Let's just keep her moving. It's time for your morning dump part day.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump part day brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. Pump it. Somehow, some way, researchers at the University of California, Berkeley figured out that there are about 2.5 billion T-Rex dinosaurs just roaming the planet. Now, so you don't freak out. You're like, oh my God, it's terrifying. They weren't all there together. They actually hung around for 127,000 generations. Like 2,000 of them at one point run around at any given time. That's still a lot of effing T-Rexes, Hunter. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, okay, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, I'm a scientist. I know what I'm talking about because I really don't. I don't think you do either. But how do they know that? How do they know that?
Estimated guess, you know? Yeah, I guess there's no real way to tell.
2.5 billion? I mean, that's a lot. It's a lot. A lot of T-Rexes. How many of these skeletons do we have? And I know the odds of finding a skeleton are very rare.
Only about 100. So I don't know how they do the math on that. I don't know. You go from 100 to 2.5 billion because that's a lot. That's a lot.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what I'm talking about. Sometimes I feel like some of these scientists are a little cocky in their studies. For certain, 2.5 billion.
The only thing I don't like about the T-Rex being extinct is that I can never prove to Hunter that I could totally kick a T-Rex's ass. I know I could.
He couldn't.
Dude, you put me.
Wow.
What are you going to do?
What?
Put me in the octagon with the T-Rex, and I will choke that son of a bitch out.
Big octagon.
Yeah. I'm gonna get it.
Your strategy? What kind of a strategy do you have going into this match?
Ground and pound, buddy. That's what I'm going to do.
Shoot a double and take him down?
I'm going to get that T-Rex down. I'm just going to beat his face.
Bop!
Just right there. That T-Rex, he's going to be screaming for his mama T-Rex by the time I'm done.
Rear naked choke that T-Rex, huh?
Yeah. He's got little arms. What's he going to do, man? Forget about it.
Dude, so I will pay $1,000 for this pay-per-view.
I have it on a good authority that I could totally beat up a T-Rex.
You know what? I'm telling you, buddy boy, it's going to be a bloody match. T-Rex ain't going to be bleeding too much either.
It's going to be the T-Rex. It's going to be bloody when I punch him in the face. Punch him in his stupid T-Rex face right there. Bam! Anyway. Okay, so there. We learned that. Lastly.
We didn't learn anything.
Segway. 40 years ago, Christopher Atkins got the break of a lifetime running around naked on an island with Brooke Shields in the Blue Lagoon. Have you ever seen the Blue Lagoon? Creepy movie.
It's a pretty good movie, actually.
Kind of weird.
Interesting movie.
Kind of weird. Well, anyway, at the age of 60, he is apparently still a fan of being naked a lot. Atkins is looking for a new lady, and she needs to be up for getting it on twice a day because he says, quote, he's highly sexual. He adds, as time goes by, of course, it's going to die down to maybe once a day. So, ladies, if you're interested in having sex with the guy from the Blue Lagoon, here's your chance.
That's what you lead with, huh? You know? Not that I was, you know, a guy from the Blue Lagoon. I've had many experiences.
No,
you got to have sex twice a day.
Look, ladies, you've seen me in the buff. You know what I'm working with. If this is something you want to get onto, I'm a little bit older now, but hey, we're here.
To me, it says this guy is so cocky. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he knows that he doesn't care. Yeah. He's like, I got to be twice a day. Like, I'm just going to lay it out there. Take it or not, somebody's going to.
Somebody will. There's going to be some super fan out there that is like, oh, my God, I loved you in the Blue Lagoon. And that's it, you know. So there you go. We got me beating up a T-Rex and the naked guy from the Blue Lagoon. There you
interesting,
go.
Interesting. Interesting morning dump.
That is your morning dump part two. We'll be back.
Brock